God. Debbie, thank you for that testimony. Thank you so much. You know, the bride of Christ shines, and even though you've had a loss, and it's not easy, but you're shining. You're shining for the Lord. So beautiful. And you will be rewarded. And God will give you strength upon strength, strength upon strength. Amen? If you would stand with me, please, and open up your Bibles, please, to 2 Timothy. I just enjoyed that worship. I mean, I enjoyed his presence when we were in worship. And I was so anointed. Yes, right? Yes. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Glory to God. Have your way, Lord. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will reap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Oh God. Father, we are in such a season of deception, God. You have called us to this time, God. Father, I ask you to truly awaken your church, Father, that we would be so sensitized that we would know our part, hour by hour, oh God. Father, for we carry an anointing. Father, we carry an anointing that breaks yokes. Father, we carry your love above all. We carry your love, oh God. And we want to be one who can touch a lost and dying world. So, Father, we thank you for this word, Lord God, and I'm your servant, Lord, and I ask you to use me in Jesus' name. Amen. I've titled this message, Deception. What a word, deception, in these days. Everywhere you go, deception. And I see deception coming from our government, lies. God is about to shake everything that can be shaken. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the Lord. I think the earth itself is going to shake. Have you heard recently of UFO sightings increasing in this season? Oh, you hear it here and you hear it there. The government started detecting more mysterious aerial objects in the skies, UFOs, deception, demonic. The devil is trying to get people to believe in something else other than God. The enemy knows his time is getting short. How many of us believe in the rapture of the church? Wouldn't it be convenient for the non-believers to explain the rapture was really a mass abduction of people by aliens? Why don't we start people? If all of a sudden I'm missing, and my husband's missing, and this one is missing, this is what it is. Truth. Truth will deliver them, and they must hear truth. Imagine saying to our neighbor, there might come a time when many people are not going to be here on the earth. Wouldn't it be something if we start really talking truth? If this should happen, that's this in the Word of God. Here it is. So much deception, so many lies. Satan is the father of lies. He's the father of lies, and he raises lying children. So many lies. We don't know who to listen to. The news reports on television? The world doesn't know what truth is. Thank God we do. Jesus Christ is truth. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the only way. Truth. Holy truth. News breaking, unshakable truth in Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, do not be deceived. Amen. Matthew 24, 4 through 8, Jesus said, watch out that no one deceives you. He said, watch out, no one deceives you. Because the fact is that those that are not living for God, those that are even worshiping Satan, will have a demonic anointing. There's such a thing called a demonic anointing. If we stay in this, and we stay in the presence, that anointing cannot break any yokes inside of us. It cannot bring confusion. Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and of rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. I was listening to Putin the other day and how he was putting down America and putting down America. And your mind starts to think. Amen? But we have the mind of Christ, and we are under his protection, under the shadow of the wings of the Lord of God himself. Do not be deceived, people. Stay awake. The bride that Jesus is coming back for is awake. There seems to be a war between the news, the fake news, and truth. Misinformation, propaganda, deception. God is truth, he is not a liar. And one of the names in James 14, chapter 14, God calls Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Do you walk with him? Do you talk to him? Is he your companion? The Spirit of truth. I believe in talking to the Holy Spirit throughout the day. And then I feel in my heart, I feel that he's speaking to me. Direction, putting things in my mind. Don't expose yourself to the evil one. In other words, don't walk around blank. You understand what I'm saying? Whether you're cooking, washing dishes, driving the car, no blanks. No open-minded blanks or no that kind of resting the mind. Always the mind, always on the Lord, because the Lord wants to give you the mind of Christ in these days. Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The Bible says he will guide the church into all truth. He will guide the church into all truth, the way, the truth, the life. He will tell you what is to come, the Word of God says. And he will tell you what is to come. So we don't have to look at the news. We don't have to read a newspaper. The Holy Spirit will tell you what is to come, and he will tell you what you ought to know. Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Keep strengthening yourself in the Lord. When we spoke about it, when I read that David strengthened himself in the Lord, and there he was in such a place of near death and such attack, and he lost so much, and you know, such a dire situation and heaviness of heart. But it says David strengthened himself in the Lord. How do we do that? How do we strengthen ourselves in the Lord? Anybody? The word is life and a light for my feet, a light unto my path. Amen. Here it is. This is the mind of Christ. This is the heart of God the Father. This is it. This is what we eat, drink. This is everything. This is it. Oh, the enemy can't get in. Glory to God. I saw the title on the newspaper. Iran has launched a world war. Global crisis. Get in there, closer to God. Just get in there. Get in there. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Press in for divine power. All right? I will give you power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. We're a sleeping church. We really are. If we could get up there and look down and see what God is doing, and if the mind, the eyes of our mind can be illuminated, opened up, and if we have the understanding of who we really are, we wouldn't worry, we wouldn't be afraid. But I think more than anything, we would be bold. And I believe that that's going to come on the church. It's going to come on the church. Boldness, anointed boldness. Have you ever recognized all of a sudden, maybe you're in a store, maybe you're in your backyard with somebody, or you're walking, or whatever, and all of a sudden something comes up and you just say it and it came out? That ever happened to you in a moment? I didn't plan on that. Wow, you want to go, that was good. I know. Because we're letting the Holy Spirit take over more and more, right? And with him, it's a holy boldness. A holy boldness. And they will either hate you, or they will come back for more. Or they may start out hating you, but then come back for more. Because if you plant a seed everywhere you go, the Spirit of the living God will see that those seeds are watered. They can deny, they can reject. But this is what it's all about. We have such a work to do. And I ask God to forgive me for all the time that I've wasted. I want it back. Today, there's such darkness in our government, police being shot in our streets. Our children are being brainwashed in school. Children can become transsexual person. The end times. Such a change in the moral standards. Divorce rate is skyrocketing. rise of the occult, end times, shaking the very foundation of our country. Israel is a prophetic clock. Keep our eyes on Israel. Pray for Israel every day. Antichrist is setting up his mark, and there's a knowledge explosion. Every single thing that I have listed here is spoken of in the Word of God for the end times. The good news is God's plans for the end times are clear. An unparalleled end time outpouring of His Holy Spirit. That's the good news. That's the good news. More for the church, and more for the church to touch others with the Spirit of the living God. It's inside of us, on us, around us. An unparalleled end time outpouring of the Holy Spirit, accompanied by an unprecedented harvest of souls, including a restoration of Israel to Himself. He's doing this through it all. Glory to God. Of God's people from the wrath. And finally, Jesus' glorious second coming. Amen. Amen. In the meantime, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, the power of His might. And I love that. The power of His might. I don't have to worry about doing anything in my power. Right? Because I can't. But the power of His might, the Holy Spirit coming upon the church. These are the days. Get under the shadow of His wings, the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus said, I will be with you even until the end of the world. So we know this world is going to end. I will be with you even until the end of the world. You know, let's turn to Hebrews, please. Let's do that. I know it's by Peter. Come on. Here it is. My Bible seems sticky. What'd you do, hon? Okay. Hebrews 12, verses 26 to 29. 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So, you know what? We're going to enter into a shaking. Who is that, Elvis Presley? There's a whole lot of shaking going on. There's going to be a lot of shaking, a lot of changes. going on. And it's like whatever remains is going to be true. You understand? That cannot be shaken. That cannot be shaken. And we have to be a church that cannot be shaken. But we can say, okay, now look at what's happening. Now this, now that. God is shaking the earth. He's shaking people, our lives. There's a shaking. It's okay. It's okay. Hold on. God is saying, hold on. You're my little ones. I am there with you. Amos 9:9. I want to read this to you. For surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations. There's a whole lot of shaking, and we haven't seen it yet. As grain is sifted in a sieve, yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. Is that beautiful? God says, I'm going to shake you, but I'm also going to keep you in the palm of my hand. As grain is sifted in a sieve, yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. The word of God says, in the end times, all of Israel will be saved. What a master plan. What a mastermind our God has. What a great, big, giant heart. Heart. There was a time, maybe, each of us walked and went about our lives and really didn't care about God. You know? And all of a sudden, God said, my little boy, my little girl, I'm going to shake you and I'm going to wake you up. Because I want you to know me. I know you. And I'm going to make myself real to you. Maybe some of you were raised in the Lord. I don't know. Maybe most of us weren't. All I know is that right there at that altar, how many years ago? God shook me and woke me up. And he will continue. We're going to be very busy. Life is not going to be the way it is right now. Because there's going to be so many little babes that have to be taught. So many little babes that have to learn. So many little babes that really have to wake up. And you know, if we see them going off, we've got to go after them. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm his spiritual mother, you know? For surely I will command and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. That's the Father's heart. That's the Father's eyes on his land. In verse 11, this is Amos 9, verse 11. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages, and I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old. So that is, the Lord is going to return, right? Verse 12, that they may possess the remnant of Eden, which is mankind. And I love this. That they may possess the remnant of Eden and all the Gentiles who are called by my name. Glory to God. What a promise. And all the Gentiles that are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing. God is about a work. Can we trust him? Can we trust him in the most hardest times? Depressed times, dark times. Can you trust him? Can you say, day by day, God is about to work? And I will not doubt. I will not doubt. Oh, maybe I have questions. But God is God. There's nothing higher than God. And yet God has the softest, Father's heart. the softest father's heart for his children. And his immense mind, his knowledge, he knows exactly what he's doing. And he's letting the enemy have his field day for a while, because it's like God is sifting through the wheat. You understand what I'm saying? But the day is coming that God, I will say, you know, God sits on his throne, but I just see him one day standing up. That's enough. That's enough. I want every single one of my children up here with me, or on the earth reigning with me. Do you understand? You understand that father's heart? He's going to stand up. Enough is enough. It's time, Jesus. Go get them. Bring them home. So, and I love that, and all the Gentiles who were called by my name. If you're a Gentile, raise your hand. And one faithful Jew amongst us. Half and half. If you're a Gentile, and all of the Gentiles, he will possess the remnant, and all of the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does this thing. And God is saying, hold on. He may shake the whole earth. It is the final call for all to call upon the name of the Lord. What does that mean? What do you think it means? Call upon the name of the Lord. Somebody raise your hand. Yes. Upon him. Yes. Okay, so what did you say the first thing? To trust? You're right. Right. Calling him for who he is. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Calling upon the name of the Lord. And so there's such a division, you know, of course, the world and the church. When the world is going to be cursing him, we're going to be calling upon him. Amen. And when we call upon him, that call, I believe, is going to get louder and louder and louder till it, what's the word? I can't think of the word. In the altar of the Lord, it's going to resound and resonate, and the calling was called Jesus down. The bride is saying to Jesus, come, right? Oh, we really don't do that yet, but something's going to take us over. It's going to be the Spirit of God, and we're going to start calling him down, calling him down. The Spirit and the bride say, come, Lord Jesus. Hold on is the final call for all to call upon the name of the Lord. Aren't we blessed to know him? We have a work to do. We really do have a work to do. And ask the Lord, what part do you have? Get along with God, you know? Because let's say that right now there's kind of a line drawn in the sand, and all of a sudden we're in a different place, or we're in a different mindset. Because we know, we see what's happening, and we know what's coming, and we know that the scripture is being fulfilled, right? So, you know, we need the transformation of our mind, like, God, why am I here right now, and what are you expecting from me? How can I please you, Lord? How can I make you happy, oh God? You've given me gifts. And each of us have gifts. No one can say they don't. I don't know, maybe you haven't discovered, you know, what it is yet. But go after God. It's the time to seek the face of the Lord. This is the time. This is the hour, and the hour to come. This is the time. Seek his face. Seek his face. You know, close your doors and stay inside and give him some of your days, your time, and seek his face. Because you want to be so fine-tuned to pick up the voice of the Lord. There are going to be many voices, plus our own, screaming from within. But we have to be so sharp to know this is the voice of God. This is the direction he wants me to go. This is what the Spirit of God is leading me to do. So we have to be sensitized. We have to. And in spending time with the Lord and in prayer, more these days, as you see the day approaching, more these days, as you see the Lord approaching. I don't know what's going to happen in a month from now, or 2 months from now, or 3 months from now, but God is saying, I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth, but I will not let you be shaken. And I think that that mighty anointing and power is just going to be seen even before we open up our mouths. I really do. I really feel that people are just going to be drawn. There's going to be such a difference. There's a difference now between us and the world. But as you see the day approaching, and as darkness comes, and it is coming, we have the light. If we brought a light in here, you would hardly see it. It's so bright. But when the darkness comes, they will see that light. It will be so bright. And you will be the lamp of the Lord, the bride of Christ. Okay? Okay? And if you feel uncomfortable with anything that I've said, take a moment and just say, Lord, give me peace. I give you any fear or pressure. Give me peace, Lord. I love that Jesus is called, he is the Prince of Peace. And there's a supernatural peace. And I believe most things are given to us in the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. We're coming under his wings. Amen. It's so, so, so beautiful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Hebrews 12:26. Now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Heaven's going to be shaking. The heavens are going to be shaking. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Here, 28, verse 28. Therefore, this is Romans 12, 28. Therefore, since we are receiving, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Anything that comes from the Father, anything that comes from his Spirit is truth. It is yea and amen. Righteousness and truth cannot be shaken. and what we hold and what holds us together, righteousness and truth is what holds us together. We know the truth. We will not fall into deception. If you stay in the Word, if you walk with the Lord, if you're in prayer, you will not be deceived. You will not weaken, even through the shaking. Your faith will not be shaken. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Righteousness and truth cannot be shaken, and it is what will hold us together. And what will hold us together are men and women who are committed to godly values, who can be trusted in the hour of pressure. Sound like maybe could be talking about you? Men and women who are committed to godly values, who can be trusted in the hour of pressure to go back to truth, to keep going back to truth, to love one another, to forgive, to help each other, to pray for one another. Because the sovereignty of God and the certainty of the cross remains unshakable. Did you hear me? Can I get an amen? I'm going to say it again. Righteousness and truth cannot be shaken, and what will hold us together are men and women who are committed to godly values, who can be trusted in the hour of pressure, to go back to truth, to love one another, to forgive, to help each other, to pray for one another, because the sovereignty of God and the certainty of the cross remains unshakable. Amen. John 14:27, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Neither that word be afraid is shaken, neither let it be shaken. So don't you think we have a lot of praying to do? And I don't want to run around too much. I want to be home a lot. You know, of course I'm not going to lock my doors and pull my shades down and hide in my house, but I do want to be home with the Lord a lot. So I want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a call to prayer this hour. There's a call to prayer. Times of prayer. Don't forsake those times to do other things. When we have a time of prayer here, show up. Let's be the body of Christ, and let's be a family that prays together. So watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy, the Word of God says, to escape all things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That's Luke 21, verse 36. I'm going to say it again. So watch, therefore, you can stand, please, and pray always that you may be counted worthy. So you are counted worthy when you're a watchman and you're praying. You are counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You mean to tell me we can become worthy to stand before the Son of Man? God's not looking for feeble people. God's looking for an army on the earth. God's looking for people that have strengthened themselves in the Lord. God's looking for people that are in the Word, feeding on the Word, your daily bread, your strength. That's whose God's eyes are upon. That is the church. That is the church. And I just warn you a little bit, and I know that so many Christians are running around to all different places and being with the body of Christ, and there's a Bible study here, and there's that going on, and running all over. Be still and know that I am God, Ask God, am I supposed to be going there, Lord? Ask him, where do you want me today? Do you want me to close myself in with you? Lead me, Lord. Let me hear your voice, God. Don't just run around, because the church is very busy, and it concerns me that we're not spending enough time in the secret place. And the bride of Christ is so in the secret place and then carries that place. But she yearns to go back to that place. Even when you could be with your family and you could be having a nice time, there's in the bride, there's a yearning. I want that place. I want to be there. I want to dwell. I want to be with my God, and I want to hear his voice, and I want to worship him, even without music, from my spirit and the truth inside of me. The truth inside of me. I want to worship him in spirit and in truth. I want my ears, my spiritual ears, to be opened. I want to hear that voice. I want to hear that voice. And if you tell me to go, God, I'll go. I remember a brother in the Lord, and he was so anointed when he taught. And brother Baker? No. Brother at, anyway, Wade Taylor, Brother Taylor. And he said that he was going somewhere, and he was all packed, ready to go. He was standing outside. Two men were picking him up. And it was a spiritual, I suppose, a meeting or something like that. I don't exactly remember what. So he had his bag, and had a little bag and a big bag or whatever outside of his house. He was waiting in the street, and he was looking at his clock. They were a little bit late. And all of a sudden, the father said, I don't want you to go. They pulled up, and he said, the father just told me to go back in the house, shut myself in. He doesn't want me to go. That voice is available to all of us that want it, that search for it, that ask for it, that are willing to be obedient to it. That voice is available to all of his children. And in the end times, I keep mentioning it, people don't maybe like that, I keep mentioning it, but it's a season of time that is coming. We want to be so able to hear that voice, because the enemy is going to be shooting arrows into the church, the men and women of God. Another voice and another voice, but to know which one is the voice of God, that needs to be cultivated, developed inside of us, and inside of us. You cannot develop it or cultivate it while we're running around so much. It takes time in the secret place. Our sister in the Lord was washing dishes. One morning, her kids went off to school, and as she's washing dishes, she was always praying in the spirit, particular sister. And all she heard, and she knew it was God's voice, run. That's all she knew. That's all she heard. She went out her back door and started running. She just started running. It was a wooded area she was running in. And she came to a little creek, a little body of water. When she got there, there was an infant drowning. He doesn't only have it for a few people. He doesn't have it for just a small group of people. He has this for the church. And he has it for us for the last days. It's so important. It's so important. Would you, for the Lord, if you were going out with a friend and they came to pick you up, would you be able to go to that friend and say, I'm so sorry, the Lord just told me not to go? Could you be that obedient? We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Today, God, we say yes. We thank you, God, for the awakening, Lord God. We thank you for truth. We thank you for truth, Lord God. The way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, God. Show us the way. Show us the truth, Lord God, that we may walk in abundant life with you. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would woo us to spend time with you. That's the best way we could spend time. It's even better than spending time with our grandchildren, and that's so important. But it's number one, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that all of the seeds that you gave me for myself and for my brothers and sisters would take root in us. And Father, we would water them with the word, Lord God. The most exciting place in the whole world, in the whole universe, is to be with you. Help us, Spirit of God, not to forsake it. But we say yes to you. We will hold on. We will keep our eyes on you. We will fine-tune our spirits to hear your voice. We will fine-tune it by the help of the Holy Ghost in the secret place to know your voice, God. We will be obedient. Thank you for choosing us, Lord. Thank you for you knew us before we were born. And when our mothers were delivering us, you called us forth into the world. You called us forth now, God, as we come to know you, into the spirit and the spirit world. You called us, God, to walk in your heartbeat. And you're calling us to do a work because your people are always about a work, about a work. Father, I pray that truth would go so deep inside of me, inside of us, that we would be dedicated, Lord God, for all that you have created us to be and all you have created us to do. May we not fall short, keeping our eyes on the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. We love you so much, each and every one. God bless you. Mm-hmm.